This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rudolf Steiner, whose teachings led to anthroposophical medicine, biodynamic farming, and the Waldorf School, said that the heart is a seven-sided regular form that sits in an imaginary box in the chest. Regular means that all seven sides are identical. Plato described five Platonic solids, and Steiner said there was a sixth one. He also said that the heart is not a pump. This fantastic claim was vindicated by Frank Chester, who figured out how to design a seven-sided regular form. This sixth Platonic solid is now called the chestahedron, and it fits perfectly inside a cube at an angle of 36 degrees off-center to the left, the exact same angle that the heart sits in the chest. When submerged in water and spun, two counter-rotating vortices are formed. Recent scientific studies have shown that these two vortices facilitate the closing of the valves, and when the vortices don't form properly, blood clots will appear. The man who unfolded a thousand hearts, Paco Torrent Guasp, discovered that the heart is a single muscular band folded over itself in a spiraling pattern. The heart itself is a vortex of tissue. It is not a pump, it is a vortex machine. For centuries, it was believed that matter can only exist in three states, such as water, which can exist as liquid, ice, and vapor. Human cells are 70% water, but most of this water is not in any of these three states. We have recently learned that with water, there is a fourth state. This fourth state is called the plasma state, gel phase, exclusion zone, or structured water. And this is what pushes your blood through the entire cardiovascular system. Fueled by infrared energy from its environment, the water in our body becomes an electrical propulsion system. A certain percentage of the water in our body becomes structured water, and the rest remains normal liquid water, or bulk water. The structured water becomes negatively charged and forms the gelatinous outer walls of our capillaries, veins, and arteries. These negatively charged outer walls continuously propel the positively charged bulk water within, carrying the blood with it. This propulsion system will run indefinitely so long as it stays charged, and the way you charge it is with the Earth's electromagnetic field, infrared energy, and positive thought. The work of Dr. Masaru Emoto has scientifically demonstrated that water exposed to loving human words and thoughts is transformed into its natural hexagonal shape. It becomes structured at a molecular level based on our positive intention. This new model shows that it is the blood that pumps the heart, not the other way around. And in order to keep the flow strong and healthy, our best medicine is to connect to the earth, get sunlight, love ourselves, and love one another with physical touch. Victor Schauberger spent his life studying water and found that in the natural world, water will always create vortices along its path. Schauberger learned that this spiral action is what structures the water in nature, and that when subjected to modern man-made water treatment, it loses its structure. Schauberger's work led him to believe that one could generate energy out of a vortex. He described it as an energy implosion, as opposed to an energy explosion. Dr. Tom Cowan, who has written about this in Human Heart, Cosmic Heart, has an interesting theory which may explain the saying, a heart of gold. Another recent discovery is that gold in its purest form does not appear to be gold at all. Under the right conditions, normal physical gold can be transformed into a fine white powder known as monatomic gold. This monatomic gold has been studied by multiple advanced laboratories, and it has very strange properties. It can be made to levitate and disappear. Monatomic gold is superconductive, and many would argue that this is what the alchemists were after. One of the ways of turning metallic gold into monatomic gold is by putting it through a high-speed vortex. When this transformation occurs, there is a flash of light and a 44% loss in weight, Dr. Cowan believes that the trace amounts of gold in our blood is transformed into monatomic gold as it travels through the double vortices in the heart, creating the spark of life. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get Stroid Free Shipping, Double Patriot Points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster, it's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taking under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vasobeats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Free and fair elections is very, very rare state of affairs. Dictatorship, despotism, and strong-arming results by a few powerful elites and oligarchs, that's the rule. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a perilous spot. We seem to be spiraling towards something very dangerous, and there's only one man that we would wish to invite on our program to talk us through what's happening now, what comes next, and where true evil actually lies inside of our government. Joining the program now, Alex Jones of InfoWars. Joining me now, a man who needs no introduction, the great Alex Jones, freshly back on X. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
You had a wild conversation with Elon Musk. What was the most interesting thing that you learned in that live conversation just a few days ago?
He was basically agreeing with everything I was saying, and then I said, what do we call this resistance to dehumanization, depopulation? I said, I think we should call it Team Humanity, and he agreed with that. So we're launching Team Humanity Operation.
Is this going to be like an organization that's like in favor of human flourishing?
Well, I've always talked about Team Humanity for years, but he said, no, I think that's the name of it. So we launched a T-shirt. But, I mean, other than that, I'm going to keep hyping up. We want pro-human unions, people demanding things be human-made, that any AI-run systems are pro-human. It's like a human union, not a business union, but a human union where we stand up for each other.
It's amazing. It does seem as though we're kind of missing that. It seems as though we're spiraling towards a post-human future. You talk about that quite a bit. One of the ways to get there would be civil war. One of the ways to get there would be to get people to turn on each other and fight each other and kill each other. And it seems like that's what they're fomenting with this decision in Colorado. This decision in Colorado seems perfectly timed in order to try and get people to go at each other's throat right around the holiday season, right when a bunch of people are going to be gathering with families, and right when people are the most pissed off about what is happening to President Trump. What's your make on this ruling?
Well, that's right. They know it's going to be overturned by the Supreme Court. Federal law says, the 14th Amendment subsection says, you must be convicted of insurrection to be barred from the ballot. So a five-year-old can know that. So it's clear to make Trump sound like he's a criminal and stir people up. All these indictments have only boosted Trump in the poll numbers. This is already boosting him. The numbers are already out. And so, yeah, it's clearly a provocation.
The actual ruling itself, which is on the screen right now, seems to have its own escape hatch. And it seemed to have been written in a way that it's not actually real. So it's written for the headline. I couldn't believe it when I went through the document myself. It's written for the headline to say that Trump is barred from the ballot, yet the ruling itself says if the review is sought by the Supreme Court, the stay expires January 4th, then the stay shall remain in place, and the secretary will put Trump's name on the ballot. Of course, they knew that Trump was going to appeal this, and so this seemed like a psyop.
Well, it is, and now California is trying to introduce the exact same garbage. And so this is about acting like Trump is illegitimate. Trump can't be on the ballot. It's another Wizard of Oz, man behind the curtain attempt to make Trump sound illegitimate, but it's only going to backfire.
So how does this actually play out? This goes to the Supreme Court. Does the Supreme Court make quick work of this? Is this a 9-0 ruling? What's your prediction?
I don't know if it's going to be 9-0. It might be 7-3 or something. But, I mean, you can't remove somebody from the ballot who's not been convicted of insurrection. Yeah, it's in the 14th Amendment. You can do that. He's not been convicted. So it's like saying if you're a convicted sex offender, you register as a sex offender. But if you're not a convicted sex offender, you don't register. Or if you didn't get a ticket for going 100 miles an hour in a 40 mile an hour, you don't go to court, you don't pay a ticket. So there's no standing. They're just saying, oh, looks like insurrection to us. I was there when Trump was at the Ellipse by the Washington Monument on January 6th, 2021. I was there when he said, be peaceful. We had a space there, and we had permits and everything on the back side of the Capitol. And so I witnessed the fraud that day, and I witnessed them claim that Trump was wanting to attack the Capitol. That's the last thing motive-wise he would want. We wanted to show our numbers and say, we don't buy this. We want a 10-day investigation in the Senate, which is in the Constitution.
Donald Trump was impeached for insurrection, and of course he was acquitted for this charge. He's never been charged with insurrection. Not a single J6er has ever been charged with insurrection. That's never been a case that anyone has caught. Yet they're going to take Trump off the ballot for insurrection. You were there that day. You have the footage to prove it. We have a clip, actually, of you with the bullhorn talking to people at the United States Capitol that day. I want to play it right now.
Over this. We need to not have a confrontation with the police. We're going to make that the story. I'm going to march to the other side where we have a stage where we can speak and occupy peacefully.
So what was going on there? Can you unpack that? Because you were physically there.
Well, we were going to have a rally like a month before on January 5th. And we organized that. And then the White House, for people who don't know, the White House, the federal government doesn't fund protests or demonstrations. So it has to be the campaign. So I got contacted by the Trump campaign people for 2020. Even though the election was over, it was still a Trump campaign. And they said, hey, we want you to basically spearhead and work with people to get permits for Trump on the Ellipse on January 6th. So you have a big demonstration and call for a 10-day investigation in Congress. And I said, fine. And right at that point, I handed it off. I was like, why are you calling me? So then a bunch of Republican donors and, you know, the Republican Party took it over and I was done. I put like $100,000 down to get the space set up and the permits for January 5th. I was going to have a protest, you know, saying we don't accept the election, a peaceful protest. And then basically they called me like I was the boss of everything and said, well, we want this big event. And then I handed it off. I'm told it was like $4 million or something from donors to put up the big bulletproof glass, the big ellipse. About 30,000 got into that. But over 1 million people showed up all around it up to the Washington Monument. So long before Trump even finished speaking, the feds, dressed as Trump supporters and others, started attacking the limited number of federal police, Capitol Police there. And then they started flashbanging him, and then they broke through, and Ray Epps was there, and all that's on record. And then the feds opened the doors up and let people in. Well, I got there right after they'd broken in, and I was like, whoa, they're going in? And I was like 200 yards away, but the tear gas is hitting us. Like, we see what's on the news. We're like, don't go in. It's a setup. Kent State's going to happen. That's like an hour before Ashley Babbitt got shot and four other citizens were killed by the police. No police died that day, contrary to the popular statements from the media. And so it was a no-brainer. We don't want to attack the Capitol. That made us all look like fools. It was terrible. So we were trying to get a 10-day investigation by the Senate. That's in the Constitution. Democrats have called for that themselves. And so, yeah, I was there. But what's crazy is I was there. So I didn't know by that evening, I'm getting all these emails and calls from media. Hey, Wall Street Journal, New York Times says you were leading the attack from on top of statue. It wasn't a statue. It was a pile of chairs still in bubble wrap that hadn't been unfolded for the inauguration coming up in a few weeks. And that I was cowardly outside ordering the attack. So then I luckily found some folks like Jack Posobiec that had already tweeted the raw video that somebody got of me saying, don't go in. And there's more. I go around the Capitol. I tell the cops to get on their loudspeakers that they have the Capitol. Tell folks to leave. I go back up the back steps, say everybody needs to leave. And a lot of people hear me, but the bullhorn, there's hundreds of thousands of people there. Probably 300,000 or so. They can't hear me more than 100 yards away. So we got a lot of folks not to go in, but we failed to stop the overall deal. And then they opened up grand juries. They tried to indict me. We learned the Justice Department later said, no, it's return.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
They indicted my co-host, who was with me, never went in, tried to stop folks going in. They thought, well, that'll just be a lesson. But that made him a martyr as well. And they lied. The federal indictment said he went at the Capitol. They said he lied. They called for perjury charges against Owen. He'd already been working here like 5 years since that happened. Now he's working here like 8 years. And they said Owen doesn't work here. It's a fraud. I mean, so this is just, man, when you finally get the so-called criminal justice system, which I've never been in, other than, you know, jail a few times in high school for fighting or whatever, I didn't realize how corrupt it is. I mean, the stuff they file is like would put Stephen King to shame. I mean, it is fiction.
What would have happened if Alex Jones had gotten to the Capitol first, right? So what would have happened if you were standing there and you see a breach team, right, coming towards you, and you were there first and you had a bullhorn? What would have happened?
You know, the Capitol's so big that they had people on, like, three sides protesting. And if I'd have showed at one place, I might not have been able to stop it because I wouldn't have been able to see it. It's easy in hindsight to see what happened in the footage. I mean, you show up, there's tear gas, rubber bullets being fired, people climbing over the parapets, and you're like, don't do this. This is bad. But if I'd known this was coming, I would have got online and told supporters, come down here and stop this violence. And the few dozen that first attacked the police, and then Ray Epps ramming the sign of the police, and then saying in a congressional testimony to the committee that he, quote, orchestrated it, because that was in his text messages, we would have been able to stop him. So if we'd have known up front and had hindsight, we would have, told people don't go to the Capitol, and they would have called it off. And if that didn't work, I would have physically gone and stopped the few dozen feds and Antifa that started it. It would have been very easy to stop if we knew. But we'd had so many Trump rallies that were peaceful, we wouldn't imagine that they'd have the Capitol Police stand down the way they did. So we walked right into a trap.
What's the way to prevent the next trap? Because it does feel like this ruling against Donald Trump is set up to incite people, to incite a civil war. They're releasing a movie about American Civil War right now. It's like this is what they're going towards. They're praying and hoping that somebody listens to the Fed on the group chat and pops off, right? Like, it does seem like round two with this ruling. They're trying to piss people off.
You know, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. You've got Leaving the World Forever, an Obama Netflix show about power outages and cyber attacks and then a race war. And then you've got Civil War with a huge budget coming out with the same story. And then a bunch of other shows. Then I noticed after the ruling yesterday in Colorado, a bunch of Democrats came out on MSNBC, CNN with a talking point, you know, where they all said the same thing. And they said, oh, this is the new Confederacy. We must stop the Southerners.
Yes.
So they're literally going, oh, you know, we beat them before, but it was Democrats that were beaten by Republicans in the Civil War. So it's like the Democrat revenge or something. It's very weird. They're saying, we're going to beat the racist Nazi Confederates. I'm like, well, that was the Democrats before. So, but I mean, they're actually saying we're fighting. The mayor of Chicago a few weeks ago was like, the reason we've got all this crime is the Confederacy. And you're like, what? You know, it's so bizarre, but that's what they're doing.
The Confederacy, so 10 Southern states voted to keep Abraham Lincoln off the ballot. in the 1860 election.
No, the last time this happened.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're saying the Republicans, if you missed it, I saw three clips today. I never got to them on my show, where they're literally, I actually have the list right here. They're literally on the news saying the Republicans are the new Confederacy. I've got the list right here.
Here's the clip.
Why are you standing with Confederates who betrayed this country? And this is what they're standing with, is the spirit of those Confederates rather than the Americans who came together after a long and brutal civil war that was fought to keep the Union together and clearly saw a threat in ex-Confederates running for office, so much so that they amended the Constitution to prevent those traitors.
So you're exactly right. That's the new talking point, that if you're against taking Donald Trump off the ballot, you're a Confederate.
By the way, I'm impressed you have one of them. There's three of them without me looking. There must be like 20. Like, without looking in the dark, these are everywhere. But you said it perfectly. 10 southern states took Abraham Lincoln off the ballot. That's Democrats again. The Civil War, the Confederates were Democrats. And they're all over the news saying, we're fighting the Confederates because this insurrection 14th Amendment subsection is for that. But that's convicted people. So, again, I mean, it's so cuckoo, but the Democratic Party, the ones that ran the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, they know their constituents, I'm sorry, it's true, are so historically illiterate that they now literally believe the Yankee, doodle dandy, Donald Trump, as Yankee as it gets, love to death, from New York City, is Jefferson Davis. I mean, who could come up with an hallucination like this?
If Donald Trump is the president, how can he insurrect against himself? It's always been a question I've had.
I mean, they now claim that the Republicans were the rebels. I mean, it's they're hoping they're going to have a new civil war and win the same way they lost. They think they can turn this around. It's so bizarre. We're not violent. We don't want violence. Violence isn't the answer. But they're framing it. Oh, Trump's going to be a dictator. He's going to prosecute his political opposition. That's what they've all done. So we know what they're doing. It's pathetic. Everything they do turns to crap. They don't have a Midas touch. They have a crap touch. So, I mean, your guess is as good as mine because... The whole thing is like a lunatic asylum. I mean, I have no idea what they're going to do next because they are so crazy.
At its core, and we looked at the backgrounds of these judges, the judges who went to the University of Denver Law School and who were grounded in Colorado, those judges sided with Donald Trump. It's like, this is insane. You can't take a guy off the ballot. You can't disenfranchise a million people in Colorado. But the judges who went to Ivy League schools, the Harvards and the Penns and the Yales, they said, oh, absolutely. And they're the ones who cobbled together this asinine legal theory that says, of course, not only can you not be on the ballot, but if you're a politician, you don't have free speech rights. You don't have the right to disagree with an election. If we don't like what you say, then we can rip you off a ballot, and therefore no one can vote for you. Which does seem like it really gets to the core of elitist repulsion at the general American population having rights. And ultimately, at the core of this ruling is, we know better than you. And so we will actually, to protect you, we will strip someone from the ballot that we don't like. And maybe I'm off on my ruling here.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, remember, they've indicted him in Georgia and in D.C. for questioning the election. And they tried to get Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gozer and a bunch of others off the ballots with lawsuits at the state level. So they're trying to not let you vote for who you...
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
The average leftist, the average globalist in our government is like a 65-year-old lawyer. They're in a bubble. They have people groveling to them, calling them your honor all day. And they just sit back and they never get in trouble for all their failures. So though nothing they've done's worked to stop the populist movement, they just keep doubling down. Doubling down. That only pisses the public off more, but they can't admit the failure because they're wearing black robes. An armed guard brings them in. Everyone bows down to them, and they're in these Harvard, Yale. Again, I never used to hate Ivy League people. I didn't because I was dumb, I guess. But the elitism of these people and the feeling of superiority, this is what we fought in 1776, where it was yes. The royals and the lords. Yes. I mean, George Washington was of royal lineage to the royal family, you know. of the Stuarts and all that. He was a part of the German, you know, folks that had taken over with King George the First, Second, Third. But he couldn't sell land. He couldn't sell products. He had to go to a lord and have them sell it for him and make a bunch of the money. He couldn't even go to royal functions to do business. And so we had a war. It was really what it was over. It wasn't over tea or any of that. It was over the fact that the general public couldn't do regular commerce. That was the real complaint. Even though George Washington was of royal stock, he wasn't an official lord. So he had to go to these creeps and have them take a bunch of his money as middlemen. And so now it's even worse, where if you're not Harvard or Yale or Princeton, the black robes and the no, sorry, you're defaulted. I mean, take New York. Trump's, Letitia James said last Friday, it was in the first ruling, the judge said, I find you guilty. There's no jury. So that's not enough. He goes, you're guilty when this starts. I find you guilty. I will decide how guilty you are. And it's all a show trial. In my fake trials in Texas and Connecticut, the judges defaulted me for discovery. All lies, gave them everything for years. They kept demanding more for 3 years. When there was nothing there, they went, okay, you're defaulted. And then they made up all this stuff. I couldn't put on a defense case. People said, why don't your lawyers defend you? The judge would call them behind chambers and give them long lists, which weren't supposed to show the public. Here's 30 things. Here's 20 things. You can't say you're innocent. You can't say you never went to people's houses or harassed their kids. Didn't do any of it. But then they could just get up for hours and they would let witnesses talk at me from the bench and say you're a horrible person. And it was all made up. And so people need to understand this is a weaponized judiciary, ladies and gentlemen. They have gone for broke, and they're all together giggling and laughing behind the scenes. They screw over the citizens all day with the other lawyers. They have nothing but disdain. And so they go, screw the public. Just take them off the ballot. We're God. Like Venezuela, you know, the State Department goes around the world and sanctions countries like Venezuela for taking political opposition off the ballot. And a few months ago, they took Venezuela off that because they promised to not outlaw their political opposition. As soon as the sanctions were lifted, they arrested their political opposition. So the State Department goes around the world saying what the Democratic Party is doing is tyranny. And that those countries are not free, and they give them a listing as a totalitarian state. Well, we are under a judicial coup by the Democratic Party and their camp followers, the neocons. But the good news is the Cheneys and the Mitt Romneys are thrown over the side now. And like even mainline Republican analysts say Trump is invincible now. But again, that's the immovable object comes into the unstoppable force. They aren't going to stop. So we have to then ask ourselves, if they're doing this now that's so brazen, so crazy that you can't vote for who you want, what are they going to do next?
What are they going to do next? It keeps me up at night. I got kids. I know you do too. Like, what's plan next? Suppose you could watch Obama's Netflix documentary, Predictive Programming, and sort of get a taste of
yeah, the Russians working with Trump supporters take down the power grid, and then the white people all get exterminated because they're men. And like, again, the black folks aren't coming up with this. Not that they aren't smart. I mean, it's only Hollywood and the left. This is white folks don't come up with this. Only the CIA comes up with this. And, you know, leaving the world forever, Civil War, 2024. There's all these movies everywhere pre-programming this right now. And so, yeah, their attempt, and then they're saying, we're fighting Robert E. Lee. Donald Trump is Robert E. Lee. And then the Confederates and Jefferson Davis, and we're going to fight them down there in Georgia. I mean, it is just cuckoo, cuckoo. And all Trump said was, it's incredible. Over half the money. He said that he looked at the numbers. He went, wait, half the money goes to middlemen that do nothing that opened up China. And so 25% went to China on average, 25% to American companies and workers. And 50%, Trump learned on average, the deal Nixon set up, goes to the middlemen, the Charlie Mungers and the Bill Gates. Of course, the Tim Cooks love China. They get half the profit because of and so they're like, oh, we can't have any power in America. We can't have any coal power plants. Oh, can't have factories here. Because if Charlie Munger is dead now or any of them opened a factory here, they might make 10% if they were lucky. You got to deal with China, baby. You get guaranteed half the profit. So, of course, business isn't open here. Of course, oh, you're getting electric cars because they're made in China. You're getting solar panels. They're made in China. But China runs with all the coal power plants. So when you realize they set China up with those smart people, use them as robots because they didn't have robots back then. They had robots, though they had Chinese. And we have a robot army of biological androids. That's how they see them. I don't see them as that. And the globalists are making half the profit that they use to buy up all the rest of the politicians. So it's real simple. That's all that happened. And we're finally like, man, this sucks. And even Xi Jinping, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, before Trump got in, 8 years ago, told O'Biden, screw you, you get 10%. And that's when our Navy went over there and all this happened. Not that China was screwing us. China's terrible. They're terrible communists. But they're nothing compared, like Trump said, to the middlemen. The middlemen, they get half the profit. And Trump saw the numbers. It's on average half. Imagine, half the profit goes to middlemen that do nothing. So you want to know why this is all happening? That's what it is. And they use that money to buy up all the political influence. And China, to Xi Jinping's credit, I'm not a Xi Jinping supporter, but he did tell the New World Order the last year of Obama's administration, go fly a kite. And so that's why the globalists are crapping their britches.
Okay. So, well, that was a world history lesson. It does seem like the backlash is here. The backlash is happening in real time. There are multiple people in the states of Florida and Texas saying, hey, Alex Jones lives here. Like, there's an invasion that's going on our border. That seems like an insurrection to us. Maybe we rip Joe Biden's name off the ballot. If this is the new rule, then not only do we investigate Joe Biden, but we also take his name off the ballot here. And it's going to hurt a lot more because there's a lot more people voting here.
I totally agree with that. In a first order move, we should have Florida, Texas, and many other states pull them off the ballot because Congress won't impeach him. The Republicans are blackmailed on average. There's a few good ones, but most of them are cowards. They're loyal opposition. The second order effect is, though, they want Biden pulled off so they can bring in Gavin Newsom sometime in March and maybe even Big Mike. And so the second order is they're already indicting Hunter and all this to put pressure on Biden to segue out so they can bring in their replacement team. But, yeah. The answer is having the Supreme Court nix this totalitarian move, this Colorado saying you can't vote for who you want. I mean, those people have put a scarlet letter on themselves. They didn't indict Trump with this. They indicted themselves.
So you would be for your state of Texas, because your lieutenant governor is Dan Patrick's out there going like, a real insurrection is not following the American immigration laws that have been passed and ratified since the 1960s, saying it's illegal to be here as a foreign alien. Joe Biden has insurrected by using our military to facilitate the breaking of our laws and flying criminal migrants.
Now, there's no doubt Biden should be impeached for the open border and the human trafficking and all that. That's first order. I'm saying second order is that they've now, the deep state's indicted Biden's son. They want him to step down. He's not.
You're listening to the Alex Jones.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Second order is they're going to use that to remove Biden and bring in their Gavin Newsom. So we should be targeting Gavin Newsom right now for all his corruption to destroy him before, like shark teeth, Biden's old teeth fall out, and then Gavin Newsom rolls forward.
I've seen some photos on Hunter's laptop. It seems like many of the Biden's teeth have already fallen out and are already gone. You think that they're going to replace Biden? How will that mechanism work? Will they finally go after Joe Biden himself? Because they can do whatever they want to Hunter, right? Will they finally allow the tapes to come out about Biden, the FD-1023, Ukraine bribes? Will they just humiliate him into resigning?
They've already tried it, but I'd say 50-50 now. A month ago, I thought he would have to resign. He's so arrogant. Jill's so arrogant. They know they've got so much dirt. They may just leave him on the ballot. I mean, but they're definitely trying to get him to step down. Hell, they've had Axelrod and the Washington Post and the New York Times all tell him to resign. They've all told Biden to step down.
Yeah.
But he's so arrogant. He may not do it. So, I mean, you know.
What happens next? I heard you on a recent podcast say, hey, they may take both Trump. I mean, it seems like we're barreling towards assassination levels with Trump. They may take both Biden and Trump out because they're both so inconvenient. Do you still believe that?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing that the controlled left does that nobody watches or listens to really anymore that has an IQ above room temperature, they're like, oh, yeah, someone will kill Trump. Ridiculous. That assassination is part of statecraft throughout history. And if they have somebody kill Trump, that can create division between left and right. And then also, I think if they do kill Trump, they're going to kill Biden or try. And then that makes Biden a liability, a martyr. And so, yeah, I if you look at the trajectory of everything they're doing failing and it getting more cartoonesque by the day, I mean, I think it is in the cards. I mean, they got the head teams ready. I mean, believe me, the deep state has got teams ready to kill Trump, ready to kill Biden. Will they do it by poison? Will they shoot him in the public? They may go the poison round. Or they may just go spectacular public execution. Claim a left winger did it. Then claim, oh, Trump supporters did a truck bomb in response. I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore. You look at that southern border, 15,000 a day coming across. It was 12,000 a month ago that we know of. 80% get away. So it's like, you know, many times that. We're talking, you know, 100,000 or more a day. I mean, this is America in collapse. We're a ruling elite. We're trying to fend off the Russians, the Chinese, everybody else, while trying to keep their wife. They've been breaking her arm and knocking her teeth out, slapping her around. And now, you know, at midnight, the wife beating drunk wakes up and he sees his wife with the kids loading into her sister's car. And we're already driving down the road. So, I mean, he can run out and kind of shoot at the car with a shotgun. That'll just give him a bigger prison sentence. We're gone. We're in the car. We got a broken nose, broken arm, and we're never coming back. Democratic Party's over. And, I mean, that's it. They're a wife-beating, a literal child-molesting, devil-worshipping group of scum.
That's a perfect segue into what's happening with Jeffrey Epstein right now, because now there is quite literally a group of individuals in Washington, D.C. that are protecting the world's foremost preterist. He's dead. He's a pedophile. I don't know why this should be remotely controversial as to who his associates were, who his clients were. Yet time after time, the subpoenas get blocked. The FBI knows all this information. Everyone's seen the videos of the raids on his island and his houses and the hard drives being taken out. Why won't we ever – like, where's that information? Why won't the FBI give it up? And what's the plan to actually get that out to the public? Because I don't care who's on those lists. Like, you should not be allowed to show your face in public again if you were a client of Jeffrey Epstein. What's the protection mechanism here? Why is everyone so obsessed with still protecting a dead pedophile?
Well, because a lot of members of Congress are part of it. A lot of the federal judiciary is part of it. And let's be clear. They didn't go get set up by Epstein, who was recruiting thousands of women a year and underage girls and other things. These people go, like when you join the Mexican Mafia or MS-13 or the Aryan Nations or the Crips of the Bloods, you got to go rob a liquor store, shoot an old lady, shoot at a cop. You got to murder somebody to make your bones. They go to the New York Epstein facility to have a sex with a 12-year-old girl. They go to Epstein Island to strangle a child. That's the next level. That's what you don't hear about. They go to Nygaard's Island to have a woman get pregnant with your baby and at 9 months kill it, suck its blood, and then inject it in your veins. By the way, Nygaard said that on TV. So they have actually exsanguinate and suck your own children dry. That they have Zorro Ranch, human cloning operations, you know, all of it. I mean, that sounds insane, but it's not clones that are your children. I think it's better stem cells if it's your clone, or at least it's your child. Peter Nygaard, I'm making it up, folks, in my book, The Great Awakening, which just came out. We have a transcript of him on TV saying it. So this is full-on Island of Dr. Maru meets THX-1138 meets Brave New World meets 1984 meets Hell on Earth. And so people go to the island, and they go there to be part of this, like the owners of the Atlantic Monthly, Steve Jobs' wife, to be part of this as a club that they can all trust each other. So they're not there like with hidden cameras behind the mirror when they're doing this. They're going there to bathe in this. They're going there to be part of this illegal operation, to be baptized in it. And so, yeah, they're going to release a bunch of names, they're saying, on January 1st. I don't know if it's limited or whatever, but we don't need the names. We have the flight logs, and we know who went. Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, the King Charles's younger brother. And they're not the head of the Mossad. They're not going there because they don't know. They're going there to do nasty things, to say, you can trust me. I can trust you. We've all got footage of each other doing this.
Is this what you saw at Bohemian Grove?
No. I mean, Bohemian Grove is like a, in any cult, there's outside groups. So, you know, you can pull up what Nixon said is the most goddamn faggoty thing I ever saw. And the biggest thing there is gay sex is the compromise. I was inside about 5 hours. Back then, I was a lot better looking than I am now. I was skinny and in good shape. And I had guys pinching me on the ass and coming after me. I had to hide under one of the little cabins until it got dark. And I was told on that date they would have the ritual to Moloch and you know, the ritual sacrifice. It's really a bull. You know, they call it an owl, but it's a horned Moloch of the Bible. Give out your children the fires of Moloch. And I saw Danny Glover in there. Was the only black guy I saw. I saw Clint Eastwood for a minute. You're like, oh, that's Clint Eastwood. I can't say anything to him. And so a lot of them just comes. It's an art thing. It was founded by Mark Twain. But by about 1900, the Republican Party took it over. Skull and Bones took it over. And so it's a Men in Power's political retrospective. Was written by Helmut Schmidt, former German chancellor of West Germany before it unified. He wrote in that book, he goes, I love the groves. I love our rituals in Europe. But my favorite place to do Druidic, true Germanic death cult rituals is Bohemian Grove. And so there's that whole other branch to it. And then they take it very seriously, but mainly it's drunkenness and drugs. And the female prostitutes are in a little town about a half mile away. And they're just everywhere in private jets and prostitutes everywhere. I'm even a big porn guy. But I'm like, oh, I've seen that girl. You know, I've seen that girl. You know, these famous porn stars are all the place. But inside it's gay prostitutes. And so that's kind of the first level of it, like Skull and Bones, the Republicans along. It's why the Republicans are kind of compromised by the Democrats, because there's a lot of Democrats there, too. And they, I mean, they just go in there and the dudes all have sex with each other.
And they were pinching, they were hitting on you?
Yeah, you can pull up Alex Jones, Bohemian Grove, you know, Dark Secrets of Bohemian Grove. You can see me. I mean, I'm like 180 pounds, good looking guy. This is like 20-something years ago. 23 years ago, man, time flies. And, I mean, I was only there like 5-6 hours, a little bitty hidden camera with a 1 hour tape. So I got 1 hour going in, reloaded it, got 1 hour of the ritual, then got out of there. Nobody else ever did. You can go there outside of July and kind of get in, maybe. A few people have gotten in and out, but you're in July, Secret Service, helicopters, police everywhere. And by the grace of God, I was able to get in, get out. And I had people whistling at me, guys pinching my ass. And I had a question about Secret Service, about the Sheriff's Department a couple times. So I went ahead and hid real quick underneath deck of one of the cabins. And then all of a sudden it started getting dark. And I heard, doo, 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 call the Mountain King. And I come down the hill and there's like, there's footage of this. And there's all these big tables and they're eating and they're all leaving to go to the little pond and the 40-foot bull or slash owl. And I'm like, oh, there's Danny Glover. And I was like, oh, there's all these other big famous people. And again, most of them are just guests. They're not, I'd say 80% of people there aren't even having the gay sex. But Richard Nixon said it was a gay cult. So that's what it is.
We have this clip, the closest that we've seen on national TV of what you're talking about, the nature of the human being that you're talking about, is when Bill Gates was asked about Jeffrey Epstein's death. It makes my skin crawl every time we play this. I just want to get your
quick dead. What do you say about that? Well, he's dead, so you got to watch out.
Yeah. Right. It's a warning, right? Here, roll it.
You know, I've said I regretted having those dinners. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
You're listening to Alex Jones. The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.